קטע ראשון, אומר בעל הסולם בהקדמה לספר פנים מהירות ומסבירות אות ח'.
Exit number one.
ואבינו, כמה וכמה יש לנו להזכיר.
From בעל הסולם, introduction to the book, פנים מהירות ומסבירות. Item 8. Come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. They stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the netherworld, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures, the sublime gentleness, and the pleasantness that is our share, ready and waiting for us from the very beginning. As we have said above, each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his Torah and sanctity. Our sages have already said, you have not a generation without such as Abraham.
קטע שני, כותב הרבש.
Exit number two.
לומד לתלמידים את העבודה שצריכה להיות בעל מנת להשפיע.
Rabash writes, if the Rav, the teacher, teaches the disciples the work that must be done in order to bestow, meaning why a person comes into this world to do God's mission, to work for the sake of the Creator, that person is a messenger of the Creator.
This Rav, the messenger.
And not a landlord in this world.
That builds a personality.
But he's a servant of the Creator. The meaning of messenger of the Creator is angel of the Creator. This is the meaning of if the Rav is similar to the angel of... Excerpt number three. Rabash, annulment, the Baal Shem Tov way. The way to annul the body used to be through abstention. But there is another way, which is annulment before the Rav, great one, teacher. This is the meaning of make for yourself a Rav. Making is clarified by force, without any intellect. As abstention revokes the body only through action and not through the mind. Likewise, annulment before the Rav is by force and not through intellect. That is, even in a place where one does not understand the view of one's Rav, he annuls himself in the Torah and the work and comes to the Rav so he will guide him. There is guidance in the manner of the general public called O Makif, surrounding light, which is light that shines only from outside and is without words, but only by coming to the Rav and sitting in front of him, sitting at his table, during the meal, or during the service. Yet there is another way, which is internal. And this is specifically through mouth to mouth.
Excerpt number four. Baal HaSulam writes in letter 38, I received your letter, and I congratulate you for the smicha, a certificate you have received. This is the first wall that barred you from going forward. I hope that from this day forward you'll begin to succeed and go from strength to strength until you come to the king's palace. I would like you to get another smicha, but from now on, hurry up and spend the majority of your time preparing your body to muster strength and courage as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. Do not lose a minute, for the way is long and supplies are scarce. And should you say, where is this preparation? I will tell you, as I heard from the Admor of Kalshin, that previously one had to first obtain all seven external teachings called the seven maidens that serve the king's daughter, as well as terrible mortifications. And yet, not many gained favor in the eyes of the Creator. But since we have been rewarded with the studies of the Ari and the workways of the Baal Shem Tov, it is truly possible for anyone, and the above preparations are no longer necessary. If you step in those two, which by the Creator's grace I have been favored by Him, and I have received them firmly, and my view is as close to you as the closeness of the Father to His Son, I will certainly pass them on to you when you are ready to receive from mouth to mouth.
You can reach Peh El Peh, that's correct. Number 5. Man should dig and search his purpose, namely, what is the purpose for which he has come into this world?
Article 6 from Rabash, the miracle of Hanukkah. That state causes one to begin to contemplate life's purpose. What is it and what is it for? This is regarded as a person raising his head from the currents of life, where all the creatures are, and they have no time to think about what they are. Rather, they go with the flow where the water goes. And there is no one who can see the end, meaning where the flow of life is leading. Only he. Because the lack of pleasure causes him to raise his head up in order to look at life's purpose, at that time he sees and hears, as though a clarion from above tells him that the world was created with the intention to do good to his creations. But in order to taste that benefit, he is told by books and authors that there are conditions in order to achieve that good, called the purpose of creation. The Creator demands that they first meet these conditions, or he will not want to give them the delight and pleasure.